How did you feel bowling out there today? What were the conditions like?
We're away. Tough conditions, definitely tough conditions. Not a lot of side spin out there to work with, so I enjoyed bowling with the Duke balls. I thought the Duke balls were just a nice change to do different things in the air than what the Kookaburra does, so just had to find ways to use that, I guess. But yeah, definitely tough conditions. Not a lot on offer for spin. Today, a little bit different. There was some stuff out there outside leg, so I came around the wicket for a bit and found some success out there a little bit. But yeah, overall, both games have been quite tough bowling spin on, so just had to find a way to stay effective and keep the runs down and let the quicks come on and do the damage from the other end. That was sort of my focus for these couple of games, yeah. Mm.
And tell us a bit more about the Duke's ball. Have you bowled much with them?
Yeah, obviously only the couple of seasons that we played with them in the Shield was my only experience of bowling with them. And same thing there. I found them quite enjoyable to bowl. It's just hard to get the ball in your hand, though, when they swing so much for the quick. So, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think, like I said, it just offers a little bit of different stuff through the air. So, you know, you bowl up the back of the ball sort of swings away from the right-hander. If you come down the side of the ball, it really drifts in. So just playing with that and playing with the breeze a lot as well, I tend to think it just does a little bit more than the Kooker through the air. So, yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
And how have you found the tour overall?
Yeah, look, it's been enjoyable. It's, like I just said, it's been tough bowling conditions for myself, but I think it's one part of the world I've never played cricket in, so it's another box tick there, I guess, to say I've played over here. And the country of New Zealand's an awesome place to tour, I think, as well. We've had some enjoyable times here, and I've really enjoyed it. Also getting to play with some new guys I've never played with before, and some really good up-and-coming cricketers that we got in Australia there, so I've thoroughly enjoyed that as well.
And what have you got planned for the next few months then?
Yeah, look, it's a bit up in the air, to be honest. I'm obviously keen to keep playing cricket. For me, I've just had a kid as well. So if nothing really comes up, selection's obviously pending. And, I've made it clear that, I'd be keen to play, in some cricket overseas as well, if that pops up as well. But if nothing does, then it's just a bit of time at home with the newborn and, sort of just playing it by ear at the moment. But if a break is there and that's what it is, then I'll take that. It'll be a nice little break.
Yeah. And great to see Renner's play so well this tour. What were your observations of his performance?
Oh, he just killed it, didn't he? He was almost looked on another level at that stages during both games, really. He's just at the top of his game. I think he's just really relaxed at the moment. He knows what he does, especially at the top of the order. I think it really suits him, and with those Duke balls when they're doing so much, he just has a clear plan and he goes out there and he executed it really well for us these last two games. So he was obviously the standout performer for the series. He dominated both games and deserved all the runs that he got.
Yeah, mate, thank you.
He's done.
Great.